Hi, my name is Zakarna, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are, to easily create and attract the joy, well-being, abundance, and freedom you desire, and literally make all your dreams come true. You'll find tons more self-empowering goodies at my website, zakarna.com, to help you become that awesome master that you truly are, and on my YouTube channel and podcast channel, The Master Keys of Creation. So here we go. Appreciation, the highest vibration, building a momentum of appreciation for the joy of it and to attract more joyful things in your life that are easy to appreciate. The highest vibration that you can raise yourself into and practice is one of appreciation, which is akin to love, because when you love something, well, you certainly appreciate it, don't you? And vice versa. Appreciation is very active in nature and is high vibrationally because as it has a high degree of focus. Because when you focus on anything specific, it increases the energy and power. Focusing specifically is more powerful than focusing in more general ways. A general mode of appreciation is where you want to be all the time, but the more specific you get about what you're appreciating and what you want, really, is higher. The higher you will get vibrationally, because it is very fun and exciting to appreciate anything or anyone, specifically because who you truly are appreciates everything and everyone, no matter what positive or negative things that they are doing. So doing a rampage of appreciation, where you write down all of the things in life that you like, love, and appreciate first thing in the morning in your hour of power, is the best way to start your day, because you set up a foundation of appreciation and focus upon things you like and want more of. And therefore, you're attracting wonderful things all day that are easy to appreciate, because that appreciation that you started your day with matches the appreciating things that you're attracting all day. Rather than falling into the typical trap that humans fall into of focusing on unwanted things and then attracting more unwanted things. So before you start your day, sit in your special meditation chair in a quiet place where you will not be disturbed. And after 15 minutes of quieting your mind and listening to your breath in meditation, break out your appreciation journal and start making a list of all the people, things, creatures, and situations the lovely aspects of people that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, and avoid anything about anything or anyone that is not easy to appreciate. Because purpose of this exercise of appreciation is not to try and love unlovable things. It is to just focus on things and people and character traits and situations that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, which is how your source sees. I emphasize easy. The point of this is not to try to love unlovable things. The point of this is to just find easy things, things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. Which is how Source sees, which is how who you truly are as Source sees. Your Source does not look at people's supposed faults and situations that we judge as being bad or not good or evil or whatever. And Source does not look at people in life that are, you know, quote unquote, lost in the darkness. Source only sees the light and the magnificence of everyone. That is often hidden by negativity that they have created because of their feelings of unworthiness, etc. And Source does not see lack or struggle or degradation or catastrophe or corruption, etc., because those things are not the natural state of life and people, which is unlimited abundance, vitality, and well-being. And so, since we are Source in human bodies, seeing life as always and only thriving, growing, and expanding, and appreciating everything that is thriving and joyful and growing and expanding and seeing only the goodness of all beings and finding the golden nuggets everywhere and consciously and deliberately edifying and appreciating all the goodness of creation is our natural way of being, because our natural way of being is joy and allowance and unconditional love. And appreciation is an active form of unconditional love. It is a state of allowance where we appreciate all life and all expression. On the opposite of appreciation, which is the typical trap humans sabotage their joy, well-being, and success with, is judging and condemning and fighting against what they don't like and don't want. Or to coin a phrase, anti-appreciations. So practicing appreciation first thing in the morning and then continuing to look for and find things and character traits and situations and creatures and nature, etc., that are all easy to like, love, and appreciate is one of the most powerful practices you can master, because first of all, it's just fun and will make you happy and it will uplift you and it will uplift others. But it also creates and attracts more joyful abundance and more happy people into your life. And everywhere you go, you leave a wake of goodness and joy and love and upliftment. And when you are in a state of joyful appreciation, you are being your true self as Source, which feels absolutely amazing, because who you truly are as Source is always focused on the gold, not the dirt, and is always seeing only the goodness in everyone and in every situation. Who you truly are as Source is always in a constant state of joyful, ecstatic appreciation and love. And when you are living that same way, you are in alignment with who you are as Source, which feels absolutely amazing. Nothing feels better than being connected to your Source, because you are living as a human, as your Source lives in non-physical. So basically, appreciation is our natural state of being. But anti-appreciation is not. Focusing on what you like and want more of is your natural state of being as an immortal creator. Focusing on what you don't like and don't want is not your natural state of being. You're a creator, not an anti-creator. You're a goodness creator, not a creator of things you don't like and don't want. So, the purpose of practicing the art of joyful appreciation every day is to build momentum of appreciation, so it just becomes your standard go-to position in life, to always look for and find the gold everywhere you go, so that all you do is attract more gold everywhere you go. And that's all you see is gold. You don't see the dirt. You don't see the crap going over here. You just see the beautiful beauty happening over here. You pay no attention to the dirt in life, because who you truly are as Source never focuses on the dirt in life. You as Source do not ever focus on unwanted things. You as Source does not ever fight against unwanted things like humans do, because the unwanted things are old news. They're all done deals. They have already been created. So there's nothing to be done with those things. They cannot be changed. Source does not ever try to change old creations, because once something has been created, you cannot change it. It's a done deal. Instead, Source just focuses on the improved condition that we all desire, upon the new creation, not the old one. Source focuses upon what we are all creating with our desires, from our desires, not what we have already created from past thoughts, and to try to change them. That doesn't make any sense. Simply, appreciation is focusing on what you like and want more of. Anti-appreciation is focusing on old things you don't like anymore and don't want anymore, but you want to change, which is impossible. Humans sabotage their own lives by being anti-appreciators and trying to destroy unwanted things, which is impossible. They don't understand that you don't have to get rid of what you don't want to get what you do want. All they have to do is just focus on what they do want and let their old creations decay and die, and allow their new creations, the things that they actually do desire, come to them. Because the entire universe is supporting them to create what they want. So, the purpose of appreciation is not to try and improve the old world by learning how to love it. Or, of course, not trying to get rid of things you don't like. Although, you know, that's a nice state of to be in, where you can love all reality, but you can't jump from anti-appreciation to some enlightened state of unconditional love where you see the gold in everything and can now appreciate the contrast of unwanted things. You got to get there one step at a time. And those steps are accomplished through appreciation of what is thriving and working well, as well as learning how to appreciate your desires that are not yet here yet, that are here vibrationally. Your source has already created them vibrationally, but you haven't allowed them to come physically yet. In other words, enjoying the delicious taste of your desires being here now, the delicious, joyful feelings of them being here now, even though they are not physically here yet. So your goal is to rebuild up your natural state of appreciation that humanity trained you away from, so that you just focus on lovable things and pay no attention to unlovable, unwanted things. So that every day you are living in a state of continuous joy and appreciation, because you keep attracting more joyful things to appreciate, and appreciation is just your natural state of being, and you're living your natural state of joy, because the only reason you want anything is for the joy and fun of it. And things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate are obviously more joyful and more fun. And there is nothing more joyful than appreciation, because it is the state of who you truly are as Source, who is always living in a constant state of appreciation and who sees the priceless value of everything. Even the unwanted things have great value because of the clarity that unwanted things give you for what you truly want in your life. Because you are never more clear about what you do want than when you are clear about what you don't want. So when you focus on past and even present things that you don't like and don't want, you are out of alignment with your source, who does not look that way. And you will feel bad because of this misalignment with your source and your natural state of appreciation. And that's how people come up with the bullshit stuff like I'm unworthy and God's abandoned me, etc. And that is your self-guidance system telling you what direction you are focused on, and it is telling you how your vibration is lined up with Source or not lined up with Source. Source is always focused on the true present moment, which is what we want, not what we have already created. We think the present is what is in front of us, what we can see, touch, and feel. But the true present source is what we want, not what already exists. Because from source's perspective, because source has no limitations and no doubts and no resistance, anytime we have a desire for something, especially positive in nature, our own source instantly becomes that desire vibrationally. And that vibrational reality of our desire that has been created by our source is our true current reality. From a physical perspective, it is our future reality, because it hasn't manifested physically yet, but vibrationally, it is actually the present. Our source's perspective, our non-physical source perspective that is vibrational in nature, is true current reality. Appreciation in action. So, your appreciation mastery game plan is: number one, Start your day in a mode of appreciation by doing a rampage of appreciation in your journal. And then that sets your appreciation foundation up for the day to attract more wonderful, fun things to appreciate. Then step two is you continue looking for and finding and thinking about and talking about and posting about and making videos about only things, people, and situations that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. Your job is to edify anything that's easy to love and pay no attention to unlovable things. Don't think about them. Don't talk about them. When someone is being a dickhead, well, you do as Jesus directed and turn the other cheek. You pivot in the opposite direction. You look away and find something nice to look at and something nice to think about and something good feeling to focus upon. If you see something in life that's not easy to love, well, turn the other cheek and find something nice to look at and think about. If there's a group of people you are with that are bitching and moaning about this and that and judging him or her, basically talking about unwanted things, well, put your gears in reverse and beep, beep, beep your way out of there. Make an excuse to go to the bathroom or take that emergency call. Oh, I got a call coming in. And go find a better conversation or something nice to look at. Or become a master of distraction where you interrupt the anti-appreciation conversation by pointing out, hey, check out that rainbow. Or, hey, look at that squirrel. Or, hey, look at that cute little dog. Or, hey, look at that hot chick. All right, look at that stud over there, etc. Cut that negative conversation at the pass and send the posse headed in a more positive, fun, good-feeling direction. And it's easy to do that with people because focusing on cute squirrels and puppies and kittens and babies and hot chicks feels good. And bitching and moaning feels bad. And people will always go towards what feels good. Just try it. You'll be amazed at how people will immediately shift from bitching and moaning to joining you in appreciation of that squirrel or that puppy. And the third factor to consider and master is when you attract contrasting, unwanted things in life, because no matter how deep your foundation is built and how strong your skyscraper of appreciation is, you will still attract unwanted things that are impossible to appreciate because you are an eternal creator and you are an immortal joy master. And so you will always want more joy and more joy and expansion and growth of everything. So you will always desire more and better of everything that you like and want. And even wonderful things inspire you to desire more wonderful things. Wonderful people inspire you to even desire more wonderful things. You will never, ever not desire more expansion and growth. And contrast is the fertilizer that makes those desires grow. Here's where you can learn how to start appreciating the contrast of unwanted things that inspire your desires for wanted things, which is true mastery. A lack of money inspires a desire for more money and a desire for more convenience and luxury and more ease and freedom and adventure inspires a desire for even more money so that you can get those things. A job failure inspires our desires for nice jobs with good companies and working with nice people and doing creative, inspiring things with good pay and helpful benefits. And business failure inspires our desires for solid, ethical, sustainable, easy, profitable, inspiring, creative businesses where we work with fun, creative, generous, ethical partners and nice, generous, caring customers. and a failed investment inspires our desire for solid, ethical, sustainable, profitable, easy investments run by generous, caring, smart, savvy, professional stakeholders and CEOs and CFOs and employees, etc. A failed relationship inspires your desires for loving, caring, open, aware, wise, enlightened, generous, caring, responsible, fun people and lovers in your life. And appreciation is your magic wand that will help you create literally everything that you want. And the master key that activates that magic wand is appreciating everything and everyone that is easy to like, love, and appreciate. And paying no attention to anything or anyone that is not easy to like, love, and appreciate. It's very simple. And getting your nose out of everyone else's business and not needing other people to act differently so that you can be happy and not needing to change the external conditions in the world so you can be happy. But instead, to just be happy regardless of external conditions. In other words, be an unconditional liver and be an unconditional lover. So, your mission, Jim, should you choose to accept it, is to look for and find the gold everywhere. Everywhere you go, everywhere you look. And pay no attention to the dirt. Good luck, Jim. And always, should you be caught focusing on unwanted things and playing the poor me, helpless, powerless, unworthy victim game, we will continue to be focused, as we always are, upon your delicious desires and your awesome magnificence. And we will always keep the porch light on for you. When you're ready to come home to the delicious relief and joy of appreciation. This message will self-destruct in 60 seconds. So I hope you enjoyed my vodcast, Appreciation, the Highest Vibration. It helps you become a master of appreciation that you truly are, so that you're able to create and attract the joy, love, well-being, abundance, and fulfillment you came to this earth and into this body to create and live. And if you'd like more support to help you create the life of your dreams, I emphatically recommend another magic wand, my Master Keys of Success and Success Rituals audio and video series, available at masterkeysofsuccess.com, containing 50 plus and always growing kick-ass audio and video success and alignment processes to get you into alignment with your desires to literally create the life of your dreams. That's masterkeysofsuccess.com. So I hope you enjoyed this vodcast. If you did, please share it with your friends. Come visit me at my podcast channel and YouTube channel, The Master Keys of Creation. Come visit me at zakiron.com. My name is Zakiron, and I help success and joy-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and lots of fun on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!